Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ben Standing of The Athletic joins us. Ben, your colleague, Diana Rossini, who is your national reporter, we were just talking about a tweet she had today where she said that a GM, I guess, had told her, A, none of us are leaking any information to anybody, and B, the teams don't actually know who they're taking right now, which might be true because if you're not at the top of the draft, a lot of things are dictated to you. But I want to know what you think about what Danny and I just discussed, which is, do you think the Commanders know who they're taking at two right now?
Oh, boy. It's a great question. I mean, you know, as we know, this is lying season. You never can really completely believe anything you're hearing. But when we were at the owners' meeting, which was, you know, what now, what, 2 weeks ago or so? Like, you know, talking to Dan Quinn on the record, off the record, being around them, all that stuff. I did kind of get the sense that they weren't there yet. I mean, at that point, they were only just completing up the pro days. You know, they still haven't had top 30 visits with these guys. So to an extent, I still see that they are probably wondering. But, boy, you have to believe, even if it's just in these individual people in their heart of hearts probably have a feel for who they would prefer. Now, whether that's where the consensus goes, you know, maybe that's where the issue would be. And I don't mean issue like a negative. I just mean maybe they just haven't gotten there yet completely. But you have to think that, like, everybody is kind of on a guy unless something in these 30 visits or whatever completely throws you off.
Benjamin, I love the piece that you you did in The Athletic here where you ask personnel executives, GMs, scouts, et cetera, about each one of these guys as you're kind of going through the potential mock draft here. Tell folks about the assignment and some 30,000-foot view headlines.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Because the Commanders are being very quiet with what's happening, we don't have a ton of work to work with on that end. And this is a very odd year with these quarterbacks in that there seems to be several guys who, depending who you hear from, are worthy of being the second player after Caleb Williams. Some people even think Caleb Williams is not number one for them. And there's the pros, there are the cons. And I think for me, it was sort of like, all right, instead of just asking individual people about their views, I just said simply, give me your top four rankings and then, you know, tell me something about these guys one way or the other. And then took all that and put it into, you know, came up with a scoring system, you know, the UMBC education shows off there. And try to, from that, get not just the rankings, but get a feel for the tiers. And then, you know, with the comments, try to get a feel for where, these players are. And, you know, the conversation we're all having generally is Caleb Williams is going first. That means for Washington, probably Jaden Daniels or Drake May with some J.J. McCarthy noise sprinkled in. Based on this, and this is, you know, not universal view per se, but based on this, the Daniels group, not necessarily for Washington, but as the second best quarterback in the draft, is more of the view collectively, whereas May and McCarthy are tighter. And I would just say, independent of even like the scoring, for me, Daniels, the comments were like, range from he's better than Caleb Williams to, you know what, I really do like the guy I'm worried about, you know, specific traits, et cetera, the weight as well. Whereas with May, it could range from, boy, this guy is really, really good to, you know, I kind of wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole, especially if I need him to be a guy for me in the next year or two. So I think that was probably the most interesting thing, is just the not just the differences of opinion, but the degree to which the opinions range, I thought was interesting. And hopefully that was reflected in the piece.
It cements too, Ben, kind of how I feel, which is to say, I feel like with Jaden Daniels, when you do what he just did in the SEC, not only winning the Heisman, but the 50 touchdowns, it doesn't mean you're definitely going to be a great pro, right? But it's hard to imagine him having like no redeemable qualities and just being a gigantic bust who can't do anything. What I've been saying to Danny, and I don't know if you got this vibe from the people you talk to, but I think worst case scenario, like if he doesn't develop into being the great passer at the next level or some of the issues rear their head, he should be able to be a Justin Fieldsian type talent, which obviously the league was not that high on this offseason, but like there's been debates in Chicago for 2 years about whether or not they should just keep rolling with him. And I guess my point is that wasn't a success, but I don't know that it was a disaster either, because he's still an unbelievable football player.
Yeah. You know, what I think is so interesting when it comes to the quarterback position is I think for all the conversation we have about guy's got to have a big arm, he's got to be able to do these things, whatever it is, to me it always comes down to it's 3rd and 7, can you make that pass in a big game? And I don't just mean week 5 at Arizona, I mean the playoffs, etc. And not every quarterback has that. However, that can't just be the thing. You can't just be a stiff in the pocket who can't move, but you can make that pass. That's not going to work in this modern NFL. You also have to be able to move. Which, of course, Jaden Daniels absolutely can. And if it's more that you're predominantly more of a running quarterback, which he is not, he's more of a runner than a scrambler, I guess I should say. But, like, if you can, you know, it can be mobile, can escape, that raises your floor significantly. That's where, like, you know, for teams, you can probably easier to plug and play a guy who is inexperienced but mobile versus inexperienced and stuck in the pocket, because that guy's going to get sacked and crushed. So I think that's the thing with Daniels. His floor is probably higher than maybe some people think because of that mobility. But then the fascination is he throws those bombs down the field. Ironically, he threw bombs at LSU to receivers. Or, you know, I don't know if we said head-to-head who's better, Neighbors and Brian Thomas or McLaurin and Dodson. At least you'd probably have to think about it, which is interesting enough for college. So, he had a lot of weapons to work with. He took advantage of them, but that mobility is not only a weapon, but it raises his floor. And I think to your point, that's why probably from a bust perspective, he's probably, other than Caleb Williams, probably next in line, I would guess.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ben Standing of The Athletic with us here on G&D. So, Ben, in the piece, four of the five scouts/coaches, personnel folks you talked to were pretty glowing about Daniels. One said he's so much better than May and McCarthy, it's not even close. One said he could end up being the best one out of anybody. There was one, though, the one scout that was like, there's going to be some wow, but a lot of ugly and a lot like Justin Fields kind of early on. Again, as a first-year player, I could certainly live with that. All I want to see is the upside and that glimmer of hope for the future that we've got the special thing. But go into that one a little bit where, yeah, you've got to tailor the offense to him initially, and you could see some really, really bad moments. I'd love to know, you know, A, what you think about that, and B, kind of how we'll all react to that.
Yeah, so for sure. I think the thing with Daniels is, so, like, Daniels compared to McCarthy and May and Williams, he's the older guy. He's got over 50 career starts in college. May and McCarthy are both under 30. Daniels turns 24 in December. McCarthy is still 21 now. So the question is sort of with Daniels is, what's the, you know, it would be insane to say a 23, 24-year-old has potentially hit their ceiling, but you have to ask that relative to when you're comparing to 21 and the 22-year-old. So I think with some of the questions for Daniels is sort of, you know, there's the inexperience factor just because he's going to be a rookie. But at the same point, when you see the certain mistakes that you mentioned, you know, sort of the inconsistency there, you know, when you look at stats like his ability to throw the ball, or I should say his throwing the ball over the middle, he did that very infrequently last year. But how much of that was because that's what LSU wanted him to do? That's, you know, a good question that scouts have to ask. But it's in terms of like tailoring an offense to someone, does that mean you have to, he's not ideal for an offensive scheme that wants to go over the middle? I also think his, you know, pressure to sack rate, we obviously talked a lot about that last year with Sam Howell and how his college numbers followed him to the pros. Well, Daniels's numbers are pretty terrible in that regard, like historically bad on some level. He was much better last year with LSU, but still it was about 20%. It was still not great at all. And I think that's like one of those things like, well, is he going to be able to adjust this? How much do we have to adjust our offense to factor in that he's taking these sacks? Are we cool with it because he's mobile and maybe he's waiting in the pocket longer than others? You know, I think that's where, you know, so if you're a scout that thinks, hey, this is a problem, this isn't something that can be fixed because of scheme or experience, that this is who he is, this is what history tells us, then I think, yeah, I think that's where you get more concerned. Justin Fields falls into that category as well, which is why that in that case, that comparison, you know, potentially makes some sense.
Ben Standing of The Athletic. It's a great piece. Go check it out. Ranking the quarterback prospects based on a scoring system he put together and the insight of a lot of people who are power players as executives and folks around the National Football League. I wonder how involved analytically, like the numbers community is in this. And what I mean by that is, this is just my own theory that I've cooked up. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be way more beloved by a football scout and just a guy watching film than someone who's diving into numbers. And you and I both have talked to Jay Gruden, right? He was on our show yesterday. Jay was talking about Daniels and, you know, some of the throws he makes and whatnot. I don't know that Jay's a guy that's diving into pressure to sack percentage or the fact that he leaves clean pockets at a borderline historic rate. Whereas, like, you know, a Eugene Shen type guy would put together those numbers and have a computer spit out, like, what are the most alarming signs? And then it's a list of a bunch of guys like Hackenberg and Mettenberger, and Daniels is on some of those lists. But someone who just watches the SEC or watches him just be unbelievable, you know, the argument I get from a lot of people is, yeah, I know, I heard those numbers, but, man, he's amazing. So I just wonder how reflected are there analytics type people in this research project, and was their responses any different?
Yeah, I mean, I did bring it up to various people, and I'm trying to think who's stood out.
You get
out
what
to
I'm
me.
Saying? Because like a lot of times, a GM or a scout or an executive or whoever, like those guys, they're not diving into those numbers, and a lot of them will roll their eyes when you bring up the numbers. It's two different kind of schools of thought.
Right. No, for sure. Right. Whenever we hear people talk about this, they say they dove into the tape. We don't hear them say typically we dove into the numbers.
Right.
And obviously that is part of an evaluation. But if you're just asking somebody for their opinion, then yeah, I think it's a fair point. You know, I don't think not that you're saying this, but I don't think I mentioned that this was not a scientific survey, right?
Well,
because
of course,
if it was, I think what you're saying is.
I guess I'm more talking broadly, right? About like the discourse right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, look, I think, you know, that was one of the things we heard, like I said, about Sam Howell. You know, we didn't talk a ton about Sam Howell that first year because there was a lot else going on. We knew he was the third string. But when he became the guy, that easily became the sack and pressure stuff. It easily became pressure sack, whatever. Easily became a huge topic. And then it played out the way that it did with him getting sacked, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a game. And you're like, okay, so this is a stat that does – translate, that does kind of stay with you for the most part. And yeah, I think if you're only watching the tape and you see the explosive plays that Daniels is making, you may not even recognize that that this is occurring as well. But yeah, I do think it's a good point. Actually, you know, now that you say that, I haven't looked at, like, say Pro Football Focus's rankings. You know, everybody's kind of the same at this point, but like I haven't seen like what they have. Do they have, you know, because they're clearly leaning into that more than say tape.
Yeah, they love May. Because mostly, I think, because he had 70-plus big-time throws the last 2 years. No one else in college football had over 50. But they're May guys. But I did see, like, if you're familiar with Aaron Schatz, who he did Football Outsiders. He's got his own, like, algorithm that he does for quarterbacks. And I'm pretty sure they're super high on Daniels and less high on May. So it's not like the analytics community. I mean, look, there's plenty of numbers I could punch in after 50 touchdowns and 4 picks that are going to be pretty friendly
good,
to the accurate Jaden Daniels. And it's part of why, you know, I don't think they can go wrong. But I just personally, I have more nerves about some of the trouble areas for Daniels than May. That's all.
I hear. By the way, can I just, as a quick aside, we're all friends here. I was just walking while we're talking in my house while we're doing this. I just looked in the mirror. Before I talked to you guys, I did a Zoom with somebody. And then before that, I went to the Parkway Deli in Silver Spring and got an everything bagel. One of the black bits from the bagel was like stuck between my teeth as I did that
there
with somebody, and I just realized this. So I'm now completely mortified. And it was like a notable one. It wasn't subtle. It was right there. I'm really kind of mortified right now.
Between like center gap or like one or two to the side there, power alley, where are we talking?
Dead center.
That's tough.
And like if you, you know, when the eclipse happened the other day and you were in like total darkness, like that level dark.
Oh,
so the chances that it wasn't noticed on the Zoom are close to 0%.
Close to 0%. I mean, fortunately, this person is not somebody that, like, I have to see on the regular, or they're not going to potentially, want to woo me away from the Athletic down the line. But nonetheless, this is how they're going to think of me now for years to come, no doubt.
Old seed mouth standing there.
I'm waiting for the viral picture. I'm just scrolling my feed now on X to make sure they haven't already outed him.
The world will not be seeing this. That's, I can promise you that.
Ben, I want to ask you this one, just in general. This is about May, but this is a general thing. Just as a reminder here, we treat this almost like an exact science every year. But, I mean, you know this because it's from your piece. But Personnel Executive 1, talking about May. Nothing feels like it happens in rhythm, and accuracy is average, needs a year on the bench. Former GM. He has accuracy you can't teach. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is so inexact. It's so eye of the beholder. It's based on a million different criteria where someone's maybe putting a system that they like and seeing this guy run it, and they visualize these different things. Everybody can see the same stuff when it comes to scouting and then also see something totally different. I marvel at it every year how, you know, there's nothing uniform. And rarely ever. I mean, sometimes you get an Andrew Luck or a Trevor Lawrence, but man, oh man, is there just giant variance all the time and uncertainty.
Yeah, one of the questions I've been asking guests on my podcast is, once we get through the, you know, tell me about Daniel, tell me about May, whatever, it's everybody is grading off of essentially the same body of work, right? There's no secret tapes per se. They're all studying the same stuff, and yet conclusions can be so different. And I would imagine the large part is what you emphasize as an evaluator. Are you emphasizing the person's ability to evade pressure? Are you marveling or freaking out over there, what they can do when it comes to throwing the balls over the middle, how quickly they process ready defenses. So I've been asking, just give me the one thing. It all comes down to this. You can't lean on 27 things. What's the one trait that you're looking at, or skill or whatever? And you know, I've only asked a few people, but one that came up now a couple of times was simply sort of the ability to make something out of nothing, because nothing is going to be, you know, not that you have to be a Mahomes level magician, but that's sort of the secret sauce to him. He's not just standing in the pocket, in the clean pocket, and throwing. He's having to create, having to move. And, you know, Caleb Williams, this is one of the components for him where, like, a lot of the sources talked about his high floor rather than his upside, because what he had to work through so much last year at USC, terrible offensive line, terrible defense, that he showed he can manufacture something out of nothing, keep them in the games when the defense can't stop them. And that shows them that scouts seem to think, or others, that he's got a really high floor, and therefore, whatever, whether he becomes Mahomes or that level of a quarterback or not, he shouldn't be busting. And whereas, like, other times, there's the variables, the floor level is not the same. So, maybe if I asked 20 people that specific question, I would get different answers. I wish I'd thought of that question when I was doing the poll. But I think that, to me, is one that's sort of standing out. Who can do something when everything is falling apart? Because rarely is the play you draw up work exactly the way you want it to.
Ben, you're almost there. 13 more days, my friend, until day one of the NFL draft. Thank you for the insight. We appreciate you.
I'm doubling up the meds until then, but I appreciate it.
Ben Standing, check him out in The Athletic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.